This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The United States says there will be repercussions if North Korea helps Russia in Ukraine. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Kim Jong-un told Vladimir Putin North Korean support is full and unconditional for Russia's just fight in Ukraine. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says North Korea needs to meet its public commitments.
No nation on the planet, nobody, should be helping Mr. Putin kill innocent Ukrainians.
Kirby says if they decide to move forward with some sort of arms deal, the U.S. will deal with it appropriately.
But certainly any arrangement that would improve North Korea's military capabilities would be of significant concern to us.
Either buying arms from or providing rocket technology to North Korea would violate international sanctions that Russia has supported in the past. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The United States pledged to closely watch how Iran spends $6 billion in funds unfrozen as part of a prisoner swap deal after Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi said it is up to Tehran to decide how the money is used. U.S. National Security spokesman John Kirby said Iran doesn't get to spend it any way they want.
These bad actors don't need incentives, and this isn't gonna change the calculus necessarily of what they've been doing. What it is gonna do is get our Americans home, and that's what we're focused on.
Iran's president said that the five Americans due to be released are in good health, and that the final swap should be finalized in due time. With less than 24 hours before a strike deadline, United Auto Workers President Sean Fain says offers from Detroit automakers aren't enough and the union is getting ready to strike. The union is poised to strike at a small number of company plants in order to get better off.